In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists, now that Barack Obama's kindergarten dream to be president has been revealed, what other revelations will we have about the early childhood of other presidential candidates? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Grey Goose, maker of Grey Goose vodka distilled from French wheat and natural spring water, the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation supporting educational, cultural, and environmental initiatives to make our world more livable, on the web at grdodge.org, and REI providing outdoor adventure gear and apparel and caring for outdoor spaces since 1938 in stores and at REI.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer and produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton. The senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Rod Abid. Now, panel, what will we learn about the kindergarten years of our presidential candidates? Morocco.
Photographs will prove that 5-year-old Hillary Rodham stayed home with her Easy Bake Oven and indeed baked cookies.
Kerry O'Connor.
Little Rudy Giuliani was really good at arithmetic. They found one of his little tests and it had, his problems were 9 plus 11, 9 times 11, 11 minus 9, 9 plus X equals 11, and he got 100 on the test.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
On awards day, last day of kindergarten, Fred Thompson received a big certificate with lots of gold stars for special achievement in fact, nap.
Well, if we learn any of those things about the presidential candidates panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Roy Blunt Jr., and Kerry O'Connor. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.